China and the United States have formally signed their Phase 1 Economic and Trade Agreement. Vice Premier Liu He says the deal is good for both sides and the whole world.
This is a mutually beneficial and win-win agreement. It will bring about stable economic growth, promote world peace and prosperity, and is in the interest of the producers, consumers, and investors in both countries.
Liu says China will purchase $40 billion worth of American products annually if the market remains strong. President Donald Trump called the signing of the deal a momentous event.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China.
The signing of the deal marks a major breakthrough after the world's two largest economies spent the past 22 months embroiled in a bitter trade dispute that imposed tit-for-tat levies on each other's products. Russian President Vladimir Putin's formally named Mikhail Mishustin as the country's new prime minister. This comes after Dmitry Medvedev announced the resignation of his government. Medvedev says his government was resigning to give Putin room to carry out changes that he wants to make to the Constitution. Medvedev will be appointed as a deputy chair of the Russian Security Council. Putin proposed in his annual State of the Nation address a series of constitutional reforms that will strengthen the role of parliament and increase the powers of the prime minister and cabinet members. This includes a national referendum on amendments to the Constitution. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to send two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the U.S. Senate and approve House prosecutors for only the third impeachment trial in American history. Trump was impeached by the House on charges of abusing power and obstruction of Congress in mid-December. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the president crossed a threshold.
When he acted the way he did in relationship to withholding funds from Ukraine in return for a benefit to him that was personal and political, he crossed a threshold. He gave us no choice.
The seven-member prosecution team will be led by Adam Schiff of the Intelligence Committee and Jerry Nadler of the Judiciary Committee. All of them are Democratic lawmakers. The Senate trial is likely to begin in 7 days, with key players sworn in later this week. It remains unclear if any witnesses will be called. China's top disciplinary bodies adopted a communique vowing to achieve high-standard intra-party and state supervision to boost the country's system for governance. The communique was adopted at a plenary session of the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection of the Communist Party of China. It says that for 2020, the party and state supervision systems must be improved, and the checks and oversights over the exercise of power must be strengthened. It also vows to deepen the reform of discipline inspection and supervision systems. A government spokesman has said the Chinese mainland's major policies toward Taiwan will remain unchanged in the wake of the island's recent elections. The remarks come after Tsai Ing-wen, the candidate for the Democratic Progressive Party, and her running mate, Lai Ching-te, won Taiwan's leadership election on Saturday. The spokesman for the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council reiterated that the 1992 consensus, which emphasizes the One China principle, is the unshakable foundation for cross-strait relations.